Alrighty, Rico and I are in studio and we are not alone. We promised a very festive morning show and we're here to deliver.
Yes.
We have a star in the studio. Oh my gosh. I'm trying to keep my composure. Ladies and gentlemen, say good morning to Conkra.
What's going on, guys? Morning. What's going on?
Welcome to the Island FM studios.
Yes. Nice. Thank you for having me.
The last time you were here, we were Irie FM.
Yeah, man. I see the thing switch up, man.
Yeah, you had a chat with Marcy.
I like the new look. Yeah, man.
It's been a long time.
It's been a while. But we're happy to have you back in studio.
Yeah, man. Give thanks.
What's been going on since you've last been here? Fill us in. Catch us up.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, what's going on here?
Let them know you're busy.
No, man. Yeah, man. That's have to turn off. But yeah, man. I just released a new album. I was signed to BMG, you know, after the success of Banana with Shaggy. Mm-hmm. And just released a new album, EP, Destination Unknown. And, you know, I said, you know, I came to Cayman and said, boy, I need to kind of share some of these vibes with you guys. And,
of course.
You know, and you guys know what you think and whatever. But yeah, man, so released that album, started releasing some covers again. I have some covers I need to send you guys to.
Yes, please.
And then one more single that I just kind of released on my own. It's the first track that I've actually produced, recorded, mixed, mastered, everything written by myself. So I feel very proud of it. And it's actually my daughter who is here in Cayman. It's actually her favorite song.
Nice.
I don't want to hear the song no more because it just up on repeats. On and on. Play
That's how you know it's a hit.
But
That's
boy, I said she might have a good ear, so let me see what happened.
Yes. Now, the wording behind Destination Unknown, I like what you just said. Talk to us a little bit about it. What's the concept behind that?
Yeah, man. So basically, when I was doing the album, you know, in the industry, you kind of realize that, you know, with labels and stuff, they kind of want to put you in a certain lane. Mm-hmm. And it kind of crushes the creative vibe a little bit.
Yes.
So I said, boy, let me see how I can work this and, you know, still stay true to myself and kind of give them what they want. And with my travels and stuff on tour, you know, traveling down to like Indonesia, the Pacific Islands and Europe, etc., and the different things that I've kind of learned along the way, it really has become a part of myself to kind of take pieces of different genres and kind of mold them together, you know.
Yeah.
So this EP has a bit of reggaeton. We have my song Millonario, which is with Pedro Capo, which was a really nice vibe too. Of course, I have a song with Romaine Virgo and Fiji.
Yeah,
Fiji is one of the biggest artists in the Pacific Islands.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, man, that was a nice vibe too. And then, you know, just kind of working with some producers from various parts of the world and putting it all together in this one album. So Destination Unknown is kind of like, there's no real place to put the album.
I was going
to
say, the destination can be anywhere pretty much.
Yes.
So right now the destination is the Cayman Islands.
Yes,
and we love that for us.
Yeah, man, for sure.
So you've worked with a slew of artists over the years. I want to know, who would have been your favorite artist to work with, if you can pick one? I know sometimes they have several or a few in the catalog, but
one of them will hear this interview, you know, and
it's just between us. Our listeners promise not to tell anybody, okay? Don't tell anybody.
All right, no. Well, one person I really enjoyed working with was Tanya Stevens.
Wow.
We had a song called Best Friend and it was just super random. Like, I had this song and I said, boy, I just want to reach out to her on Instagram. Never expect no reply or whatever. And she replied to me and said, yo, I love the idea, I love the concept, I'm going to drop a verse in it. And she sent it back and it was wicked. So that song is called Best Friend with Tanya Stevens.
Nice.
And then I asked her to, like, let's shoot a music video for it.
Yeah.
And she drove all the way from Ocheria straight to Kingston.
Oh, goodness.
No, man, all the way to Port Royal too. So it's not even like...
No, that's not a small drive.
No, man.
That's a drive.
Proper drive. And she was just so cool about it and just reasoning with her and whatever. You know, it really came together as a good project. I was still kind of in touch today, you know, so...
I love that. I love that, man. She was so opening and embracive and receptive of that.
Yeah,
and
man.
She gives that type of personality.
Amazing,
she's very
person.
Article.
Yeah,
and
man.
I love
that from
her.
Wicked.
And as you said, it was random. She's a very random person. So I can just imagine what that process in studio and recording that and everything would have been like.
Yeah, man. Trust me. It was wicked, man. So it's a good vibe.
I like it. Now, the whole realm of social media these days, especially with TikTok taking over the whole music industry.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on this day and age with music industry right now? Where it's at?
Yeah, I mean, everything in the industry has changed. I mean, you go from the days of like Sean Paul, Shaggy and them, where everybody was buying CDs and it was a lot more of a secure industry. So, you know, everything is based on streams and, you know, I never expected my song to go viral on TikTok.
Mm.
And I mean, it happened during COVID, which, you know, it was out of a very bad situation, but you know, the way that
I was gonna say that produced a lot of joy and happiness for people.
Yeah, man, talking, that was what me and Shaggy were talking about, and saying, boy, and it kind of like brought people together and gave them something fun to do, you know. So that's the way that we looked at it. But I mean, even myself, I've been guilty of it. Is like, now you're kind of trying to make music, as I call it, for the algorithm or whatever like that, you know.
Oh, gosh.
I think that was kind of burning to my brain from the whole label situation or whatever like that. But I think at the end of the day, I've found more happiness in just staying true to myself and writing music that I can stand behind. And,
yes.
You know, so I think the music will resonate more with people when you stay true to yourself and release what you want to release.
I agree.
Maybe not we're getting the massive numbers and whatever, but you never know.
You'll have your true followers, your true fans, and the true lovers of music.
Because exactly.
You know, everybody likes things that are trending and new and for the moment, but at the end of the day, you'll always go into your phone and pull for classics or songs of
the
substance.
Legacy.
Exactly. Yep.
So, you know, do what you have to do. I love that. Staying true to yourself, you can't really go wrong. It'll be a hard fight from time to time, but you can't go wrong with being authentic.
Yeah, man, absolutely. I agree.
Yeah. Alrighty. So, on this new EP, which one's your favorite?
It's a rough one too. Yeah. I mean, Banana is definitely, I forgive
like,
thanks for the Banana.
I gotta call, I'm gonna have to tell my niece I met you. She's gonna be jealous.
Cool, no, man. But you know, I really like the song Everyday with Romaine Virgo and Fiji. I think it has a very positive message, and you know, I wrote the hook and my verse, and then Romaine did his thing on the song. Fiji do him thing on the song. So it's a good happy song.
Happy feel good song.
Yeah, man, good vibe song.
All righty. Well, bless up yourself.
Thank
you so much for passing through.
Absolutely.
Where can listeners find you on Instagram, on socials?
Yeah, man. So the hardest thing is just a spelling. Yeah, trust me. Boy, I've heard people slaughter the name sometimes, but it's Conqueror, Conkarah. That's Conkarah, straight across the platforms.
If you need help with it, just send us a message on WhatsApp. We'll send it to you so you can find it easy. Is there anyone you want to send shout outs to before we close off?
Yeah, man, just big up the whole Cayman Massive. Thank you very much to the Island family for having me.
Of course.
And have a blessed weekend. Stay safe.
One more question before we go.
Go true.
Every day. Or millionaire?
Every day.
Every day. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here yourself. We can't let you leave here without reminding you to conquer, to never forget, to big up yourself.
Tell them.
Ladies and gentlemen, Fiji, Romaine Virgo, and Conqueror, this is Every Day.
No one is from me.